An Alford plea, also known as an Alford plea, is a type of guilty plea where the defendant maintains their innocence but acknowledges that the prosecution has enough evidence to convict them. It is a strategic move to avoid the risks of a trial, such as a harsher sentence if convicted. Alford pleas are legal in Texas and are handled similarly to other guilty pleas. The defendant must understand the charges and the potential consequences of pleading guilty. The court must also determine that there is a factual basis for the plea, meaning there is sufficient evidence to support the conviction. Here's a breakdown of how Alford pleas work in Texas. 1. Defendant statement. The defendant must state in court that they are pleading guilty but maintain their innocence. They acknowledge that the prosecution has enough evidence to prove their guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. 2. Factual basis. The prosecution must present evidence to the court to establish a factual basis for the plea. This evidence can include witness testimony, physical evidence, or other relevant information. 3. Court's determination. The court must determine that the defendant understands the nature of the charges and the consequences of the plea. They must also find that there is a factual basis for the plea. 4. Acceptance of the plea. If the court finds that the plea is valid, they will accept it and impose a sentence. Key points to remember. An Alford plea is not an admission of guilt. The defendant maintains their innocence but acknowledges the strength of the prosecution's case. The court must ensure that the plea is voluntary and that the defendant understands the consequences. The prosecution must present sufficient evidence to support the plea. If you are facing criminal charges in Texas and are considering an Alford plea, it is crucial to consult with an experienced criminal defense attorney. They can advise you on the best course of action and help you navigate the legal process.